They couldn't be paid enough, my brother-in-law confides, and I wholeheartedly agree. Standing in the acute A and E, it seems that a nurse is expected to be both busy and still at the same time, to be a sage, a seer, able to call up the precise healing word, to use a hoist, be calm in a storm. The Good Samaritan comes to mind, how he stops and looks, then acts, salves and bandages the bloodied man, lifts him up and arranges his convalescence. This man is the neighbour par excellence. Even his enemy is not beyond the reach of his compassion, nor any other creature, one might suggest, endangered by prejudice and disrespect. Still, the war goes on. We make new enemies and keep the old, mind our own business as we classify, reclassify, generalize, they're all the same. The Samaritan stops and sees the broken body of a man and recognizes it as his own. Though there are torturers in the world, writes Michael Cody, there are also musicians and, he might have added, nurses. An elderly patient takes my arm. I was at death's door last time, and for a moment I imagine him standing outside with a doctor's note in his hand, then deciding not to knock. In the gathering dusk, they are arriving for the night vigil. They will keep watch during the small hours when resolve is low and speak someone's name to reassure him.